Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Network, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tonich.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man. Let's get to it.
.357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at .357 Woodworks. .357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at .357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at .357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fast Lane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. Good morning. This is a Saturday morning in the Fast Lane. How you doing? Yes, we are live, and it is good to be here on this beautiful Saturday morning. I am manning the studios today all by myself, so we will be here this morning talking about, you know what? I think we're going to be talking about some college football preseason rankings, see where they've got teams set up for the beginning of the year. And then, of course, we will kind of talk a little bit dirt racing. I know Christina is not here today, but you know what? I think I can handle the dirt racing talk for today. And it's not much. There was just two races last night, and we'll break down what happened in both the World of Outlaws and the All-Star Series Circuit of Champions. So we'll break down both of those. And like I said, we'll just do a little bit of sports talking here this morning. Glad that you could join us today. It is a beautiful Saturday out there so far. So I hope you guys can get out and enjoy the beautiful weather. Maybe take in a race this afternoon or this evening. We've got the Xfinity Series is running today, I believe, and then the trucks are running tomorrow. So you've got a little bit the Cup guys are off this weekend, so no NASCAR Cup Series this weekend. But like I said, you still got the Xfinity Series and the Truck Series, and I believe they're both in Canada. No, I'm sorry, the Xfinity Series is at Road America, and the Truck Series is at Canadian Tire. So Xfinity's running today, trucks tomorrow. So I just saw that Matt Humphrey, he's been on the show before. He is part of NASCAR. He's part of the competition communications. He deals with like the media side of NASCAR and everything. He just posted on his Facebook that he's up at Canadian Tire Parkway Motorsports for the race up there this weekend for the truck race. And he said that being at that track now, he has been at every major touring racetrack that NASCAR goes to. So I don't know what's more impressive, that or, you know, the stat that Kyle Busch has won at every track that NASCAR goes to. So it's one of those two stats is more impressive. And I tip my hat to Matt. I said it took him nine seasons, but he finally did it. He's visited every racetrack that NASCAR goes to. So congratulations to him. Hope he has fun. Hope it's a good race this weekend up there at Canadian Tire Park for the truck race. We had quite a bit of dirt racing last night. Attica Raceway crowned a 305 sprint champion last night. There's some more racetracks this weekend that will be crowning champions as well. Wayne County tonight, their Super Stocks, Mini Stocks, and Sprints championships are tonight. So good luck to those guys that are racing at Wayne County tonight. I believe there's no late models running tonight at Wayne County Speedway, but there'll still be a pretty good show with those three divisions running for a championship. So that's always fun. So if you're in the area and you're looking for something to do tonight, this evening, head out to Wayne County Speedway. It's going to be a great day for racing. Not too hot. You might want to take a hoodie though with you if you do go to the track this evening, because it's starting to get a little chilly at night once that sun goes down. So be sure to take a hoodie with you if you do go tonight. What else do we got? Like I said, the World of Outlaws ran last night. They were up in the Hills Racing. They're up at Black Hills Speedway Racing. The All-Stars were at Williams Grove Speedway. So we've got the All-Stars also, they had a twin 20 lap race that they did last night at Williams Grove. So they actually crowned two winners last night in the 410s, right? So we will break that down. And then, like I said, we've got college football playoff rankings for preseason. We've got high school football that started in PA last night as well. So we've got high school football. We've got college football starting today. It's going to be a pretty good day. Lots of sports going on today. If you can't find something to do today, sports related, whether it's baseball, football, racing. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I guess you're bored then. So after you listen to our show, be sure to check out all the sports that are available out there for the day. So let's go ahead and get started, right? All right, let's talk some college football. I've got the rankings, the preseason rankings right here. And speaking of football, you know, not so much college football, but there's fantasy football, fantasy NASCAR, fantasy baseball. And if you don't know how much fun fantasy NASCAR is on DraftKings or FanDuel, or if you've been wanting to try, let's say, a daily fantasy sport, Hammer DFS has everything you need to start winning real cash prizes. These guys have been playing and winning on DraftKings and FanDuel every day for over 3 years. A monthly subscription to Hammer DFS gets you access to everything they play, including the NFL, the NHL, the MLB, and NBA, PGA Golf, and even, of course, yes, NASCAR. You'll also get exclusive access to their private chat with fellow members and 10 fantasy experts. Right now, listeners of this show can get $10 off their first month at Hammer. Just go to hammerdfs.com and sign up with the coupon code FASTLANE to get your exclusive discount. That's hammerdfs.com, and the code is FASTLANE, all one word, FASTLANE. All right, so be sure to head over there and check out Hammer DFS, a group of great guys over there. In case you missed last night on the show, or in case you missed the announcement that I made on, I believe, Facebook, starting in September, Chris, one of the guys over at Hammer DFS, Chris is going to be joining us every Saturday morning from 10 to 10:30, and he's going to be, we're going to have a Fastlane Sports Show fantasy show. So for a half hour, we'll be talking fantasy football, fantasy sports. He'll be getting us caught up on all the action going on in the world of fantasy. And so I'm looking forward to that. I'm pretty excited about that. It's mostly going to be a fantasy football show. So that would be pretty cool if you're in any fantasy football leagues, or if you're doing any type of fantasy football, you'll want to take a listen to the show. And Chris will be talking to us about everything you need to know to maybe win some great cash. So be sure to tune into that. That's starting in September, every Saturday morning from 10 to 10:30, right after the Saturday morning in the Fastlane show from 9 to 10 will be the Saturday morning fantasy show presented by Hammer DFS. So be sure to tune in. All right. I think what we'll do is, before we jump into these college football preseason rankings, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll break that down. We'll talk a little dirt racing, and phone lines will be open. So if you've got anything that you want to call in about dirt racing, about NASCAR, or about college football, anything, high school football, NFL football, be sure to call in. The phone lines will be open. We'll be right back.
Living in the northeast part of the country, we all know how dirty our cars can get during the winter. Between the road grime and salt, our cars look terrible. Don't spend your weekend or money at those touch-free car washes. Instead, take your car to Dan's Detailing. Dan takes the hassle out of getting a clean, showroom new-looking car. Visit him on Facebook or call 330-321-7974 to get a wash scheduled today. Dan will get that ride clean and looking new inside and out. He also specializes in ceramic coating, which will rejuvenate and renew that high gloss shine. Just minutes south of Cleveland, call today and tell him you heard about Dan's Detailing on the Fastlane Sports Show. You're listening to the Fastlane Sports Show on the SNS Radio Network.
All right, welcome back. This is the Saturday morning in the Fast Lane. Hope you all are having a great day so far. We've got college football preseason rankings. Of course, 2018, Clemson was the victor and was national champions. Your top four last year at the end of the regular season, of course, the playoffs. It was Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma. So that's how the college football finished 2018 season, going into the playoffs, those four teams. This year for 2019 preseason, AP Top 25 doesn't look too much different than how it finished last year, how it finished the season. Let's see, what do we got? They've got Clemson, your top four right now going into preseason. You got Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma. Top 10, you've got Ohio State at 5th, LSU 6th, Michigan is 7th, Florida 8th, Notre Dame 9th, and Texas rounds out the top 10. Texas was 9th at the end of last season. Georgia was tied for 7th at the end of last season. They had 3 losses. Of course, one of the big ones that stands out to me is Michigan. Michigan finished the season at 10-3 and 14th. They've got them in the top 10 this year at 7th. Of course, you got Notre Dame finished just outside the playoffs. Last year in 2018, they had 1 loss. They finished season 12-1 and finished 5th. Like I said, they got them 9th preseason. This year so far. So top four, Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma. What do you guys think? What do you think about the 2019 college football preseason rankings? You know, phone lines are open. We'll open the Barbasol Shea phone lines. If you want to call in, it's 657-383-1903. Call in. Tell me what you think about the college football preseason rankings so far. What is SEC's got? What, 3 teams in the top 6? you know, I know Big Ten and hate on the SEC. That those two conferences like to go back and forth quite a bit every year, battling for who's the better conference. Obviously, between those two. Between those two conferences, we get quite a few national championships. But what do you think, Big Ten listeners? You got Ohio State 5th. You got Michigan 7th. You got Penn State. You've got 3 in the top 15. you know, I don't know. What do you guys think? They got Clemson. Obviously, Clemson's number 1. Alabama's number 2. You're always going to have Alabama up there until they have an absolute, until they just melt away and don't even, you know, have, when they have a 5 or 6 loss year, they will always be in the top 4, top 5 preseason rankings. I feel like that's just how it will be for Alabama. They've just been a powerhouse of a college football team over the last how many years. So, and you know, I love college football talk because you get so many people that want to jump in there and say, oh, well, this team doesn't play a schedule. This team doesn't play a schedule. This team doesn't play a schedule. You know, who does this team really play? Everybody wants to, you know, dig at the opposition, right? You know, your team plays a tough schedule, but nobody else does, right? I love I love it when I hear people talk like that. You know, they want to always dog on Alabama for playing a weak schedule. They want to dog on Notre Dame, saying Notre Dame doesn't play a tough schedule. You know, they want to, and a lot of it is Big Ten schools and Big Ten fans that like to harp on it, harp on other teams and playing a weak schedule. But you know what? I'm gonna say it right now. Ohio State does not play a tough schedule. They do not play a tough schedule at all. What is their out of conference schedule? What is their out? Miami of Ohio, Akron, Kent. You know, this is their out of conference schedules. And then once they get into conference, there's never, the Big Ten is never a multi-team top 10 college football ranking conference. Maybe two, if they're lucky, three teams will be in the top 10-ish of college football. And your top three teams that usually are in the Big Ten is usually three of the four in it every year is what? Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State. Those are your Big Ten schools. Michigan State is hit and miss, you know, but other than Wisconsin and Penn State, which are mediocre every other year, Michigan and Ohio State are the two big teams in the Big Ten. You know, a lot of these other conferences have multiple teams that are good every year. But it's just funny to hear fan bases picking on other college teams and saying that they have a weak schedule. Everybody plays a weak schedule. The way that they've got the college football rankings set up now with the playoffs and only four teams making the playoffs, everybody plays a mediocre schedule because you don't want to take the chance of, you know, getting that loss to an unranked team right away at the beginning of the season, right? So, you know, it's everybody does it. Nobody plays a tough schedule. I don't care who you are. You might have one or two tough teams on your schedule, but nobody plays a tough schedule. It is what it is. And we'll just keep chugging away, right? We'll just keep letting the certain people decide who they want in the playoffs every year. Until they expand it to eight teams, you're going to continue to have teams like UCF and these other schools that can go undefeated or only have one loss, not make it into the playoffs or have a chance, you know, when you've got letting teams like Oklahoma or Ohio State or Georgia or LSU or even Notre Dame, letting teams like that into the playoffs with one loss or even maybe two losses over teams that have a one loss or undefeated just because, well, they don't play in a tough conference. Again, who is anybody to say which conference is the toughest conference? Just because your conference has four or five or six big name schools in your conference does not make you the better conference of college football. The SEC teams play up to the SEC teams that they play around. Okay, no. Could UCF go into the SEC and battle for an SEC championship every year? Maybe not every year, but other than Alabama and maybe Georgia, Who else can in that conference? Who else is battling for an SEC championship every year besides Alabama and Georgia? So maybe Alabama and Georgia should be the only two teams in the SEC. What two teams are battling for the Big Ten championship every year? Ohio State and either Wisconsin or Penn State, Michigan State. There's three or four teams in the Big Ten out of what? How many teams are in the Big Ten now? 15? You know? So don't sit here and say that every single – that there's only two or three big conferences in the country that are worth anything. UCF plays up to the competition that they are in, the division or the conference that they are in. And if they're going to be a team recognized in the AP or the coaches poll, or if they're going to be a team that is eligible for the playoffs, this is how I think the playoffs should be broken down. If we're going to keep only the top four teams for the playoffs, for the college football playoffs, the very first thing, since, because this is how they want it. They want undefeated teams in the college football playoffs, right? Because as the season progresses through the first 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 weeks, what do we see? As these teams start to get a loss, they drop out and farther down away from the top four, correct? You know, as Texas gets a loss, they drop down. As Georgia gets a loss, they drop down. As Michigan gets a loss, they'll drop down. Ohio State got a loss last year, dropped out of the top four. They were in the top four preseason. They got a loss early. They dropped out quick, right? It took them all season to get back up into the playoffs, correct? We see that every single year. As soon as one of these teams gets a loss, they will drop down out of the top 10 almost, pretty much. And we see that as the season goes on. But we don't see that same thing apply to every college team. Every college team that's listed right now on this AP Top 25 is eligible and in a position to where the NCAA says you are eligible for the college football playoffs. So if a team finishes undefeated, that should immediately move them up. As a team loses, let's say right now after the first week of the season, let's say the top 25 teams right now all play the first week of the season. Let's say LSU, Florida, and Washington all get a loss in the first week. Those three teams should be 23, 24, 25. Everybody else should move up. As teams get a loss, you drop to the bottom. Everybody who's still undefeated moves up until you only have four undefeated teams. And if those four undefeated teams are Alabama, Oklahoma, Oregon, and UCF, then the top four teams going to the playoffs should be Alabama, LSU, Oregon, and UCF. If those are the four undefeated teams when the season is over, if those are the only four undefeated teams, that's who should be in the playoffs. I don't care about Georgia's schedule. I don't care about Clemson's schedule. I don't care about Ohio State's schedule. I don't care about Notre Dame's schedule. I don't care what conference these teams are in. I don't care if the UCF is in the Mid-Atlantic Florida Conference or whatever they're in, just because there's not an Alabama or an Ohio State in that conference doesn't mean that UCF doesn't get a chance to play for a college national championship. They did what they had to do They did what the NCAA said you have to do. You have to finish undefeated to make the playoffs. They do that, and then they get snubbed because, well, we don't feel like you're a tough enough team. That's bullcrap. To those kids that bust their ass, those kids bust their ass just as much as the kids in Alabama or Georgia or Ohio State or Notre Dame. Those coaches are doing their job just as much as the coaches at Clemson, LSU, Michigan. And then these kids do what they have to do to finish undefeated. But, well, we don't think you guys are tough enough. Well, you know what? Why don't you let them decide that on the field? They might go into the playoffs, and Alabama might go, huh, this is UCF, we got this. And UCF might catch them overlooking them and beat them. And then what? Then what are you going to do? So this is how I think that if you finish the season undefeated, you get into the college football playoffs. Now, if there's five or six teams undefeated, then we got to look at something. I mean, you can't put a one-loss team or two one-loss teams in the playoffs when you've got other college football teams out there that finish their season undefeated and get snubbed just because whoever they are that decides the top four, whoever they are, says, well, UCF, you're not tough enough. Or, you know, this so-and-so, you're not tough enough. It's even happened to Notre Dame. Notre Dame could go undefeated and not make the playoffs and get forced out of the playoffs by a one-loss team if that one-loss team is Georgia or Alabama or Ohio State because, well, they're in a tougher conference. I'm sorry, but Ohio State is not in a tough conference. The Big Ten is not a tough conference. I'm sorry. It's just not. So, you know, but that's my take on the whole college football playoff that has been established, and it upsets me when you have teams that, according to the NCAA, these teams are in the top 25 rankings for preseason, which tells me they're eligible to play for a national championship. But just because somebody in a little room says they're not tough enough, they could go undefeated and not make that bugs the crap out of me. I hate that. That just ticks me off to no end. I hate it. I am in no way a UCF fan. I, to be honest with you, had never heard of UCF until the last few years when they started going undefeated and started winning. So the coaches down there, the administration down there have obviously busted their butts to get themselves a good team, good kids, good players, good coaches. And it's ridiculous to see something like that to where they get snubbed. You don't want to see these are kids. These are still college football players. They're still kids. They're still 18, 19, 20-year-old kids that are playing a sport that they're passionate about. And for you to snub them and tell them, well, you guys didn't work hard enough. You guys aren't as good. We don't think you're as good as Ohio State or Alabama or Georgia or Oklahoma or Notre Dame. We don't think you guys are as good as those guys. So, yeah, you finished undefeated, but 2018, UCF, one loss, 11th. Texas, 10-4. Texas finished 10-4. Ninth. Georgia 11-3, tied for seventh with Florida, who finished 10-3. LSU 10-3. Oklahoma 12-2. These are schools that finished above UCF in the final top 25 rankings. Washington State, 2 losses. Texas, 4 losses. Georgia, Florida, LSU, 3 losses. Oklahoma, 2 losses. Like, Kentucky finished right below UCF in 12th with 3 losses. You got Washington with 4 losses, Michigan with 3 losses, Syracuse with 3 losses. Then you got Fresno State, Army, 2 losses each. They finished 18th and 19th. Utah State, 11-2, finished 22nd. Cincinnati, 11-2, 24th. But Texas, 10-4, and they finished in the top 10. See? So you want to tell me that if you were a player on UCF or Army or Utah State, Cincinnati, and you guys busted your butts and finished with only 1 or 2 losses for the season, but then you're looking at the final standings and you got a team with 4 losses, finished 9th in the final standings. That's what is so wrong with college sports. So that's college football. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk about the World of Outlaws and the All-Stars race last night. We'll be right back.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man. Let's get to it.
You're listening to the Fast Lane Sports Show on the SNS Radio Network.
That's right. This is Saturday morning in the Fast Lane. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show. I am your host, Pete. Good morning. Welcome back. I am done with my rant on college football. I love ranting about it, though. It's fun. I love doing it. It's good. It's good talk. It's always good talk, college football. So, but now let's go ahead and move on to dirt racing. Our dirt racing expert took today off. She is not here today. So, Christine, I hope you are enjoying your Saturday. Hope you and Jim are having fun. Give them a big shout out. They just celebrated their wedding anniversary. So congratulations to those two young lover kids. that is pretty cool for them. So congratulations to you guys. Happy anniversary this week to both of you. Hope you guys are having a wonderful Saturday. Hope everybody out there listening is having a wonderful Saturday. It is going to be great weather tonight in this part of the country, Ohio, PA. I don't see any bad R word on the radar. So I think that you guys have a good chance of going out and seeing some good racing tonight. whether you're here in Ohio or PA, whether you're going to Wayne County Speedway, Port Royal, Lernerville, or whether you're going to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, Jennerstown, Midvale, wherever you might go, go out and support your local short tracks. Show them that you care about them too. And tell them that you heard about them on Fastlane Sports Show. That would be cool. I'll let them know that you heard it on your favorite radio show. All right, what we got here? We got the World of Outlaws. They were up in, I believe, I should have wrote it down. I really should have. I believe it's called Black Hill Speedway. But the World of Outlaws were up there last night, and it was pretty cool. I was sitting here watching, not watching live racing cars on the track type of live racing, but I went to the World of Outlaws website and clicked on their timing and scoring and was able to sit here and watch the timing and scoring. That was pretty neat to get here to sit here and get to watch the race unfold. Shane Stewart sat on the pole and led the first 9 or 10 laps of the race and didn't even get a lap completed in the World of Outlaws. On the first lap, we had, I believe it was Kevin Engel and Travis Reber. Those two cars got together. Red flag came out on the very first lap. I think it was about a 10 or 15 minute red flag. That kind of stopped the racing for a little bit. Got back to green. Shane Stewart led first 9 or 10 laps, had another caution. Caution came back out for a few minutes. And then when they took the green flag, Carson Macedo took the lead and never looked back. He got out to about 2.5. I think he had a 2.5, almost 3 second lead at one point. Shane Stewart tried to make a run back and got it to within about almost 2 seconds, a little under 2 seconds behind. But Carson was just too much in that Kyle Larson Racing sprint car. So the number two car parked it last night in Victory Lane. He won the $20,000 to win feature there in the NOS Energy Drink World of Outlaws. Shane Stewart came in second, David Gravel third, Darren Pittman fourth, Sheldon Houdenshield rounds out the top five. You got Logan Schuchart in sixth, Donnie Schott seven, Brad Sweet eight, Brent Marks ninth, and Craig Kinser round out the top 10, came in 10th. Nobody was hurt last night in those couple accidents. Thank you. Everybody walked away just fine. Shane Stewart led, like I said, 9 laps. He led the first 9 laps. The caution came out, and then Carson took over and led laps 10 through 25. David Gravel jumped up 3 spots, started 6th, and brought it home 3rd. So he was the KSE Hard Charger Award winner last night in that race. So congratulations to those guys. Congratulations to Carson. I'm sure Kyle Larson is a happy car owner today. That's the World of Outlaws. The All-Stars, the Ollie's Bargain Outlet All-Star Circuit of Champions. Boy, if that's not a mouthful, that's almost as good as saying the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. The All-Stars, the 410s were at Williams Grove Speedway last night. They had a twin 20-lap feature, and it was the All-Stars versus the PA Posse. And I believe Thursday night was the first night, though, of racing for the All-Stars. And they were – let me – I thought I had it up here. It went away from me, so I'm going to bring it back. But the All-Stars are on a Pennsylvania swing right now. And I will get it for you here in 1 second. It was up. Where were they? Was it Lincoln? Is that where they were at the first night? No, that's where they're at tonight. But regardless, Aaron Rutzel has been on a tear the last couple nights. I got it right here. Okay, Grandview Speedway on Thursday, right? Yeah, the 22nd. Grandview Speedway, Rutzel won that one. So, and then last night in Williams Grove, Rutzel won again. He won the first feature, the first 20-lap feature there at Williams Grove Speedway, edging out Lance DeWeese, which is a PA Posse member. Paul McMahon came in third, Ryan Smith fourth, Adam Wilt came in fifth in the first feature. And then feature number two. Both of them were $4,000 to win. So it wasn't big money. The night before was $5,000 to win at Grandview Speedway. So it wasn't big money. Tonight at Lincoln Speedway is $5,000 to win. So they're not in the money time, like Christina likes to say, back in the summer when you've got all the $100,000 and $50,000 to win races going on in the All-Stars and the World of Outlaws. You know, that's the money season, like she likes to say. But right now, we're just getting close to the end of the racing season, really. But last night in the second feature, the PA Posse said, you know what? We're going to take it tonight. And it looks, you know, the top seven guys that finished last night in the second feature were all from Pennsylvania. So Lance DeWeese took the second feature. It was Lance DeWeese, Ryan Smith, Kyle Moody, Adam Wilt, Chad Trout, Danny Dietrich, Brian Monteith, Paul McMahon, Aaron Rutzel, and Logan Wagner rounded out the top 10. My pick for the second feature was Brock Zierfrost, but he came in 14th. In that race. So congratulations to those guys, Aaron and Lance, for winning last night at Williams Grove Speedway. The All-Stars are again, they're at it tonight again at Lincoln Speedway. And then they'll be at Baps Motor Speedway in Pennsylvania. That will wrap up their Pennsylvania tour, and then they go on an Ohio tour. They will go Attica Raceway for two nights, August 30th and 31st. It'll be the Brad Doughty Classic. The 30th will be $5,000 to win. The 31st, which is a Saturday, will be $10,000 to win. Then the Pete Jacobs Memorial is September 1st, that's at Wayne County Speedway, and they'll be back September 2nd for a $5,000 to win race, also at Wayne County Speedway, and then they wrap up their Ohio swing at Bedford Speedway with a $5,000 to win. So good luck to all those guys. If you're looking for something to do Labor Day weekend, that whole weekend from the 30th to the 2nd, they'll be at Attica and Wayne County Speedway, so be sure and check check those races out if you've never been to either track. But that does it for the dirt racing part of the program, because that's all that. Well, you know what? While we're right here on the All-Stars, let's take a look at the points after last night. Let's see how the points shake up now. Going into last night, Dale Blaney was only 2 points out from first, but with Aaron's 2 wins in the last 2 nights, Aaron has opened up that gap over Dale Blaney, and it's now a 20-point gap. Aaron has 9 wins on the season. 9 of them. 9 wins. I believe last night made 2 wins so far now in the All-Stars for Lance DeWeese. Oh, or not. Okay. So that's how the points look right now for the Ollie's Bargain Outlet All-Star Circuit of Champions. 20 points is the gap between Aaron Rutzel and Dale Blaney. So we'll see what Dale can do over the next few races. Hopefully he can close up that gap, maybe get a couple wins, and look to try and take the lead back. So, all right, well, that does it for us today on this beautiful Saturday. I'm going to let you guys go. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We will be back again next Saturday morning. No more Friday night shows. If anything, I'm thinking we might do a Friday afternoon show, something at noon. We'll do an hour-long show at noon, talk about maybe preview some high school football. Maybe we'll even get some buddies of mine on the radio to preview some high school football. Preview upcoming college football games for that weekend. We'll take a look at upcoming NFL games for the weekend as well. We'll do all that Fridays from 11 to noon is what I'm thinking for that. But then we'll still be back every Saturday at 9 a.m. from 9 to 10. Christina will be joining us for Talking Dirty presented by Hammer DFS. And then immediately following that show, Chris from Hammer will be joining us for our Saturday morning fantasy football show presented by Hammer DFS. So all of Saturday is going to be a Hammer DFS kind of a day for you guys. So hopefully you will join us each Saturday morning for that. Join us Friday afternoons for our preview shows, and we'll take a look at what's coming up for that weekend in sports. Hope you guys have a good rest of your Saturday. Enjoy the day. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe no matter what you're doing, whether you got to work or whether you're going to a racetrack or if you're just going to have some fun with family and friends. Make sure you be safe. Don't forget to join us here every week. You can right here on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. You can follow all of us on Twitter. The show is @_FastLaneSports. I am @FastLane_host. Christina is @KChambersSNS. And then, of course, @SlicksandSticks. And be sure to give Hammer DFS a follow on Twitter as well. It's @HammerDFS. Let them know that you heard about them here on the Fastlane Sports Show. Check out their website, HammerDFS.com. If you're looking to get into some type of fantasy sports, they're the ones to look into and get into with. So be sure to check them out. Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. I tried to do my best and man the station by myself. It's not easy doing all the talking, but I think that I managed to do just fine. Like I said, I hope you guys have a good weekend. Don't forget to tune back in next weekend right here. Also, don't forget, we've got a prize giveaway going on. It's an awesome NASCAR book. It's called NASCAR Yesterday and Today. It's got a foreword written by Darrell Waltrip. So that's pretty neat. Be sure to check out our pinned tweet on Twitter and our post on Facebook to get the details about that. We're going to be doing something special to give that away. I want to do it on a live show, so I need everybody to pay attention and listen to the show. We might give it away on a live show. I'm not sure yet. We might also just start handing out people numbers and drawing numbers. So we'll see. We'll see how we. I haven't figured out how I get away yet. So we'll figure it out. All right, everybody. Have a good rest of your weekend. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I am your host, Pete. See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Fastlane Sports Show on the SNS Radio Network.